This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location, one voice delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two. From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Now then, we finally have the Rittenhouse trial. It has begun. And, you know, I've already talked about Gage Grosskreutz to a degree. Kyle Rittenhouse is accused of attempting to murder one person and killing two. And from the beginning, he asserted that he acted in self-defense. And every little bit of documentation and filming, and I mean, this was filmed in real time, bears that out. Supports his contention. And last week, well, his defense got a boost when the prosecution's witness testified that Kyle avoided conflict and was running away from one of the dead men, Joseph Rosenbaum, who had sworn to kill Kyle and had quartered him and was trying to jump him and seize his gun. Prosecution's case took an even bigger hit Monday when the same Gage Grosskreutz, prosecution's star witness, admitted that he was aiming a loaded gun at Kyle when the latter shot him. I'll give him points for this. I'll give him points for this because he seems relatively calm because dude was breaking the law. He was not entitled to be carrying a gun in the first place, and yet he was carrying a gun. Then he was pointing it at someone, too. He was going to attempt to murder someone. Of course, he's not on trial here. No, Rittenhouse is on trial here, not Grosskreutz. I know he couldn't really do too much other than testify, honestly, given the video evidence. And we see two very important things. When Grosskreutz held his hands up in the universal surrender position, Rittenhouse did not fire. When Grosskreutz aimed a loaded gun at Kyle Rittenhouse's face from 3 feet away, Kyle fired a shot disabling Grosskreutz's gun arm. As he put it, he vaporized my bicep. Well, don't be sticking guns in people's faces if you don't want that to do that, especially someone who's armed. Now, Grosskreutz admitted that Kyle never fired an offensive shot at anybody. His only shots were fired defensively. His control was such that he held fire. People attacking him backed off. Which, what Rittenhouse did in this particular circumstance was impressive. The way he held himself together was impressive. Grosskreutz also testified that he was concerned that Kyle might be injured when Anthony Huber, whom Kyle shot fatally, swung his skateboard at Kyle's head. Testimony that contradicted Assistant District Attorney Binger's attempt to ridicule the idea that skateboards could be a lethal weapon. Well, yeah, they can. They can be a bludgeon. And it also came out that Huber was swinging the board with his grip on the metal fixtures on the trucks, as they would call it, on the wheels. So he had all kinds of force, centrifugal and otherwise, coming out there. So that was making the board itself exceptionally lethal. When shown the footage of the jump kick man attempting to bash Kyle's head in with a flying jump, Grosskreutz first tried to deny the man was aiming lethal force at Kyle's head. Eventually, though, he was forced to concede that, yes, it could have been a lethal attack. And we get this. Grosskreutz was compelled under cross-examination to concede that in every one of his interactions with Rittenhouse, until, of course, his attack on the fallen 17-year-old with the Glock pistol, that Kyle was far from volatile or provocative, but was instead non-confrontational and simply seeking to help people. And this was true even when Grosskreutz himself acted in a provocative manner towards Kyle. It also turns out that while Kyle was openly carrying his weapon, which is legal in Wisconsin, although it wasn't a weapon in which he was legally entitled, Grosskreutz was illegally carrying a concealed weapon. Kyle is facing life in prison plus 5 years for that unlawful gun possession charge, and Grosskreutz hasn't been charged with anything. And while Grosskreutz couldn't help but admit that Kyle didn't shoot when Grosskreutz appeared harmless, but did shoot when he aimed a loaded gun at his head, because the video was right there, the remainder of this guy's testimony showed him to be an out-and-out liar. For example, despite the volumes of evidence of him chasing down a fleeing Kyle Rittenhouse, a video that was repeatedly shown to the jury during cross-examination, Grosskreutz repeatedly lied and said he was not chasing Kyle. So, what are we supposed to believe here? The felon who tried to gun down a fallen 17-year-old in the street, or our own lying eyes? Now, of course, there's also varying degrees of video footage that came from all of this, and we could end on the best video footage of the day because of the reaction you'll see and hear from the three lawyers listening to the testimony when he admits that he had a loaded gun aimed at Kyle's head when he finally shot him. And this is one where he said, all of these things were correct. And at this point, we have an emerging clear picture. Rittenhouse tried very hard to run away. He tried to avoid confrontation. He ran away from Rosenbaum after the latter threatened to shoot him. And he pulled the trigger only when Rosenbaum had him trapped and lunged for his gun. That Kyle shot Huber when Huber was trying to bash in his head, or to decapitate him with a skateboard swung in the most lethal way possible, and that Grosskreutz was aiming a loaded gun at his face when he disabled his gun arm. Now, of those facts, which were all elicited during the prosecution's case, the defense should move for a directed verdict ending the case immediately. Because the prosecution made the defense's job. That's the easiest money they've ever earned. That's the easiest money they've ever earned. Two things I'm taking away from this. John Farnham told me that if you don't want to get involved in any trouble, you shouldn't be where any trouble is. And in this, Kyle Rittenhouse violated this. Kyle Rittenhouse didn't live in Kenosha. Kyle Rittenhouse didn't have to be there. He's 17. He's young, or he was 17. He's young. He's very, very inexperienced, although he is a very cool character, a very cool operator when it comes to dealing with stress and everything else, because he appointed himself. He handled himself really well with this. The other thing is that we got to see Antifa on display, and we got to see the members of Antifa on display. And these are not people that are out there that have any political axe to grind. These are people that want to be violent. Pretty self-explanatory. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow. And that most everything costs more these days. But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. So, this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra-long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
One in three adults has prediabetes. One in three. That means it could be you, your football buddy, your football buddy, or you, your best man, your worst man, you, your dog walker, your cat jogger. While one in three adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com. and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at arrowprecisionusa.com. Now, as Rittenhouse's prosecutors go into their grand facepalms, following the trial revelation from their star witness that just supported the 17-year-old murder defendant's claim to self-defense, it's still pretty obvious the wretched case is not over. And you know the short story. Antifa thugs chasing this kid. A bunch of Wisconsin arson and looting riots last summer. And this kid ended up killing a couple of menacing Antifa-linked thugs who seemed to be trying to kill him first. And the argument stands up, and even the guy who'd been aiming the gun in his face at close quarters admitted it. And the case obviously should never have been brought to trial, and the kid should not have been held in trial or jail during this, or been subject to a Red Queen-style trial by press, nor held up as a pariah in the months that followed. These prosecutors had no case whatsoever, and are now on record as junk prosecutors, who bring trash cases premised on the direction of the political winds. The kid should be acquitted today. As a matter of fact, the prosecution has rested their case, which we'll talk about that later. But the prosecutors weren't the only creeps in this case. There was a lot that was done by corporate big tech America to demonize this kid without trial, shut the kid's ability to defend himself from a public that wanted to help him out well before the trial. On the tech front, several of those entities shut down his capacity to raise funds to defend himself. Let's start with Facebook. According to a August 30th, 2020 Wall Street Journal editorial, the social media giant seems to have declared Kyle Rittenhouse's fatal shooting of two people amid riots in Kenosha a mass murder. Mr. Rittenhouse's lawyer says his client was attacked and acted in self-defense, but Facebook has banned any praise and support for him on the site, including links to contribute to his legal representation. Searches for his name on the platform also come up empty. Now, this is an alarming resort to censorship on an issue of public concern by a company that has advertised its support for First Amendment values. Even more than most political controls on content, this blackout is troubling because it seems targeted at users' expectation of freedom of speech and young Mr. Rittenhouse's right to due process. By taking down links for him to help pay his legal fees, the company is interfering with his ability to raise money for his defense in a way other criminal defendants might. And the fact that the platform may only be used to declare Mr. Rittenhouse's guilt but not his innocence, the lawyers say the self-defense argument is plausible, could prejudice a jury pool in the high-profile case. One of America's most powerful companies is effectively giving its official, seal of approval to the Wisconsin prosecutor's case against a specific defendant. Mass murderer. What kind of lie is that? Now, since Facebook didn't like him, they decided that he wasn't to be allowed due process, which is what Antifa members get. So much for that democracy these leftists are always pontificating about. Impunity for leftists, Red Queen justice for right-wing Rittenhouse. Totally vile and disgusting. They jumped to their own conclusions early, they made bad ones, and now owe the kid at a minimum an apology. But there's plenty more, and it wasn't just from Facebook. Other tech barons were active in this too. GoFundMe confirmed Thursday it removed fundraisers created on its site to support Kyle Rittenhouse, 18, arrested for murder following a deadly shooting in Kenosha, Wisconsin. The popular crowdfunding company told the Washington Times it pulled fundraisers made for the 17-year-old murder suspect and refunded all donations contributed to those campaigns. GoFundMe said the campaigns were taken down for violating its terms of service, but did not specify further. Its terms prohibit activity that GoFundMe may deem in its sole discretion to be unacceptable. So there's no appeal to that one. Then there's a campaign for Mr. Rittenhouse created on a rival crowdfunding site. Fundly raised more than $50,000 within several hours Wednesday. Meanwhile, but subsequently disappeared as well. And then there's these guys. This morning, PayPal confirmed to Gizmodo that it has cut ties with GiveSendGo, the Christian crowdfunding platform, which hosts fundraisers for, among other causes, Kenosha shooter Kyle Rittenhouse and Proud Boys leader Enrique Tarrio. Higgs said, PayPal spokesperson Justin Higgs, said the company works to ensure that our services are not used to accept payments for activities that promote hate speech, violence, or other forms of intolerance, and that it regularly reviews accounts for prohibited activity. And they're currently reviewing accounts associated with last week's riots for possible termination, he added. GiveSendGo's funder Jacob Wells said PayPal's account of what happened was not accurate, and that GiveSendGo decided to stop using PayPal after receiving a request from the payment processor to censor some campaigns. Then there was the press itself. After confirming that he was conservative and a backer of the police, the Washington Post went out of their way to report how supposedly dumb and stupid he was, how much of an academic underachiever, as if that would have any relevance to the case other than to ensure that such negative information got out into the public. What he did or didn't do was irrelevant to them. They just wanted to paint him as a Trump supporter who was dumb, because they had a narrative to spread. They also branded him a militia member, making their phony claim based on a lawyer's argument about a well-regulated militia from the Constitution in Rittenhouse's defense, and then twisting that into a claim that his lawyer said he was a militia member. That could be a libel case. He could be suing somebody over that one. Then we get this from the Federalist. Rachel Bovard had an excellent tweet on the slew of bad corporate behaviors. Don't forget that Facebook immediately labeled Rittenhouse a mass shooter and shut down every attempt to raise money for his legal defense. PayPal and GoFundMe dumped those efforts too. Once corporate America declares you guilty, they will weaponize the market against you. And amid all of this Red Queen justice, another problem was there in the background that they never bothered to comment about, let alone condemn, the unusual number of threats against Rittenhouse and his supporters from the left. They put pictures of him up on Twitter and everything. So this is him. This is Kyle Rittenhouse. Yeah. I tried to intimidate him and anybody that was, you know. We get this, another tweet. An alleged relative of George Floyd said he knows the people who are taking pictures of the jurors in the Kyle Rittenhouse trial. Yeah, okay. Not exactly going that way, though, is it? We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
XS Sights makes the brightest, fastest night sights in any light. Are you truly prepared for a high-stress self-defense situation at any time, day or night? Improve your self-defense capabilities with XS's Tritium Night Sights. From big dots to three dots, XS has options that deliver bright and easy-to-see sights in low light, bright light, or at the range. Use promo code LNL21 for 10% off your purchase. Get on target faster in any light with XS Sights.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
We thank you, we honor you, and we remember always what you've done for us.
President Biden's comments on this Veterans Day, the president speaking at Arlington National Cemetery, saying the nation always honors the sacrifices of its veterans. The president continues by saying the United States is forever grateful.
On Veterans Day, and every day we honor that great debt, and recommit ourselves to keeping our sacred obligation as a nation to honor what you've done.
On this Veterans Day, IHOP giving away free pancakes 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. with a choice of two limited-time menu items. Meanwhile, Buffalo Wild Wings offering 10 boneless wings and fries for veterans as well. A ninth person is dead from injuries sustained at the Astroworld Music Festival. USA Radio News. The price of everyday food items is continuing to rise.
Amid inflation fears and higher gasoline prices already, now Americans are being told to expect meat prices to climb. CNN's reporting that Tyson Foods, Conagra, and Kraft Heinz have all notified retail customers their frozen and refrigerated meat prices are likely to be increased soon. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
A woman who refused to wear a mask and threatened crew members and shoved one of them could be facing a $24,000 fine from the Federal Aviation Administration. She was a passenger on a flight from Detroit to Salt Lake City on December 27th last year. She was one of the 10 unruly passengers fined on Wednesday. The FAA says there have been more than 100 reports of physical assaults by passengers since the start of the year. More news online at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind in paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. When I think about this next topic, I think about what happened in the Second Amendment advocacy. Back when Sacha Baron Cohen came out, and we got to see the weakness that permeates just about anything that's out there. See, sometimes people, they become aware. And when they become aware of whatever it is, you know, if they're in the public eye, they may, you know, may begin to enjoy this, and it may become more of a thing sooner or later that it's about me more so than it's about what I was talking about. And then they don't see the handwriting on the wall. And that's problematic. That's real problematic. So I got to ask, do you think Anthony Fauci sees the handwriting on the wall? His boss and enabler, the immensely hypocritical Francis Collins, can't take a hint. He's getting out while he can. He can take a hint, excuse me. He'll ride off into the sunset with a hefty government pension and the adoration of his sycophants. But Fauci? He has to see these storm clouds gathering No one, not even a true dictator, can stand in front of the cameras as many times as Fauci has, can pontificate to and manipulate a nation the way Fauci has, and get away with it indefinitely. You remember Colonel Gaddafi, Tony? They held on a lot longer than 2 years, but then they had secret police. Fauci has been caught repeatedly lying about his role in the coronavirus research done at the Wuhan Institute of Virology. And despite his misdirection and obfuscation from the very start, by now everyone with a lick of sense, from Rand Paul to John Stewart, knows that the SARS-CoV-2 virus originated in that Fauci-funded communist Chinese lab, supported by our tax dollars. Your money. Only the willfully ignorant and terminally demented, let's go Brandon, still believe otherwise. The evidence is overwhelming, and that Fauci, the NIAID, his agency, and his cronies at the EcoHealth Alliance funded gain-of-function research at Wuhan, failed to follow protocols and have lied about doing so. He still denies, but his last remaining excuse, essentially that the experiments he funded, strictly speaking, weren't exactly not quite gain-of-function, grows more tiresome and implausible each and every day. Add this to the multiple acts of unimaginable animal cruelty repeatedly perpetrated by the NIAID. The experiments he ran in the Tunisian desert weren't science, they were sadism. He starved sandflies to eat the faces off of beagles. Really? That's your idea of science? And in this treatment of man's best friend, Fauci makes Michael Vick look like Dr. Doolittle. And remember, Vick did hard time. So pro tip, Tony, if you value your public image, don't torture Snoopy. A vital and often ignored point about Beaglegate is that when viewed alongside his Wuhan shenanigans, it reveals his modus operandi. You want to perform some nefarious experiment that would never pass institutional review in the United States? That's easy. Farm it out to foreign countries where research ethics are lax or non-existent and pay for it with our money, to our tax dollars. If the evil scientist equivalent of the old hobo's meme, this scientific drifter moves wherever the ethical climate suits his clothes. Worse than Beaglegate, though less well known to the public so far, is Fauci's role in the AIDS drug trials at the Incarnation Children's Center in New York City in the early 1990s. The U.S. government later admitted that those trials conducted under Fauci, done on so-called AIDS orphans, violated federal rules to protect vulnerable research subjects. And they also resulted in the deaths of dozens and perhaps hundreds of impoverished, orphaned minority children. How did America's hero from 2 years ago, Fauci, how did he get to this point? Well, let's review. First, he has his constant camera-seeking presence, his imperious, overbearing personality, his idiotic flopping, and his never-ending falsehoods eventually wore thin. When you're a complete phony, overexposure is the kiss of death. Second, increased scrutiny into his actions and statements surrounding COVID-19 has unearthed disturbing facts that involve him with the origins of the virus. Third, his duplicity surrounding COVID-19 once unearthed prompted further investigation into his past. And now the skeletons, and Anthony Fauci has a lot of skeletons, are tumbling out of his closet. And this type of narrative never ends well. Check out Andrew Cuomo if you know what I'm saying. And Fauci isn't a young guy. He'll be 81 by Christmas. He's famously the highest paid federal employee there is. He makes more money than anybody in the federal government right now today. Just imagine his pension. Combine that with everything he's managed to extract from the medical industrial complex all these years, you would think he would be financially secure. He's received more awards than anyone could actually deserve, from the Presidential Medal of Freedom to the Ordine al Merito della Repubblica Italiana. In 2020, he was named the U.S. government's Federal Employee of the Year, which quite frankly ought to be, given his salary. So why should he stick around? He could walk away right now and not face a Cuomo-esque ending. Why doesn't he? Does he think he's riding a tiger and maybe he's afraid to get off of that? Well, he hasn't, not quite yet. Even Cuomo, who, let's remember, did resign voluntarily, no matter how much pressure he was under, will ultimately escape. He'll cop a plea on the sexual misconduct charges, and off he'll go with a misdemeanor at worst. Fauci leaves now, he's probably in the clear. The longer he stays on, each additional time he lies to Congress, each time he promotes yet another abusive policy, the more the hot coals accumulate over his head, and the more he pushes his luck. And someday soon, the charges will be coming. And regardless of the tradition, human wisdom proclaims the same warning to men like Fauci. Hubris begets nemesis. Karma's a you-know-what, and pride goeth before destruction. Always has been that way, and it's always going to be that way. And the end result, be it Julius Caesar or Richard Nixon, is not pretty. And not for nothing, it's called the bitter end. If Anthony Fauci had any sense, he would resign and retire and repent while he still has time. And while fate would still allow this. But I'll tell you something that he doesn't know, that you may know. He can't let go. He can't retire. He enjoys this way too much. And it's the same thing that happened to all those Second Amendment advocates with Sacha Baron Cohen. They can't help it. He can't help it. And like those guys, he got caught up in all that stuff. Anthony Fauci has sown the wind. He will get to reap that whirlwind that comes from it. And we don't have to do anything except watch him do it. And then take action. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Al Averoa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. Nobody wants to run out of money in retirement. That's why I'm going to share something that your financial advisor doesn't want you to know. With our investment strategy, when the stock market goes up, you earn a market-linked return that locks in every year. And when the stock market goes down, your investments won't lose a dime. There are no unnecessary fees, and it works for your investments, money at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500 and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down.
and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Well, like I said earlier, the prosecution has rested in the Kyle Rittenhouse case halfway through the seventh day. They wrapped up their case today with yet another witness that bolstered the Rittenhouse defense more than proving the state's argument that the teen wasn't justified in shooting three men during the riot that rocked the city. Prosecutors had introduced drone video that they claim shows Rittenhouse was not only acting as the original aggressor in the moments before Rosenbaum was shot and killed, but that Rosenbaum was far enough away from Rittenhouse that he didn't pose a threat to his life. That was their claim. But there was a problem with that. And once again, it was a state witness that cast doubt on the prosecution theory. And the first man killed by Rittenhouse during the night of the turbulent protests in Kenosha was shot at close range of just a few feet. And he had powder burns, soot injuries that could indicate he had his hand over the barrel of Rittenhouse's rifle, according to a forensic pathologist. Now, it was unclear from video footage whether Joseph Rosenbaum was grabbing for his gun or trying to swat it away, said Doug Kelly, the pathologist from the Milwaukee County Medical Examiner's Office. His testimony came after the jury at Rittenhouse's murder trial watched drone video. They were zoomed in and slowed down to show Rittenhouse was wheeling around and shooting Rosenbaum at close range. Kelly said Rosenbaum was shot four times by someone who was within 4 feet of him. He testified that Rosenbaum was first wounded in the groin, then in the hand and thighs he faced Rittenhouse, and then was shot in the head and in the back. And the final two shots were at a downward angle, as if Rosenbaum was horizontal to Rittenhouse, Kelly said. And prosecutors have said this indicates Rosenbaum was falling forward, while defense attorney Mark Richards said Rosenbaum was lunging. Kelly said that both of these things were possible. Kelly also said Rosenbaum's hand was in close proximity or in contact with the end of that rifle. Now, remember, prosecutors have to prove beyond a reasonable doubt that Rittenhouse wasn't acting in self-defense when he shot and killed Rosenbaum. And the testimony from the forensic pathologist didn't do that. It didn't. And there's too much uncertainty, even with the newly introduced video, to demonstrate clearly that Rittenhouse was the new aggressor. Indeed, the bulk of the evidence shows the opposite. It was Rittenhouse who was running away from Rosenbaum when he fired the fatal shots, and Rittenhouse was further acting in self-defense when he shot and killed Anthony Huber a few seconds later, with Huber attacking him by slamming a skateboard on his head. Gage Grosskreutz runs up, and with a gun in his hand, he testified yesterday that Rittenhouse didn't shoot him until he pointed the gun in his face. He claims to have done that unintentionally, though. The forensic pathologist's testimony wasn't as shockingly bad for the prosecution's case as Grosskreutz's, but I don't think it was very much help in proving that Rittenhouse wasn't acting in self-defense. And now it's the defense's turn to put on their own witnesses, and the state's job just got even harder. So. But they rest. They rest. MSNBC. They've decided to weigh in on the Supreme Court. And America, you know, at our founding, we were bequeathed with an unparalleled heritage of freedom like no country on the planet. Not everyone seems to understand the need to guard that heritage with very jealous attention, especially those who are well-educated in the field of law, and they really ought to know better. Enter University of Michigan Law School Professor Barbara McQuaid, who has served as U.S. Attorney for the Eastern District of Michigan, penned an opinion column at MSNBC titled, America's Gun Infatuation is a Threat. The Supreme Court could make it worse. And it starts out with this one sentence. America's infatuation with guns is a national threat. And it appears poised to get even worse. That sort of reveals this disdain for the notion of gun ownership, but also for Americans' insistence on not relinquishing that freedom. The Founding Fathers wrote the Second Amendment because it ensures national security, not because it's a national security threat. And in the New York State Rifle and Pistol Association versus Bruin, the plaintiffs argued the law violates the Second Amendment's right to bear arms by permitting the state to issue licenses only to those who can show a particularized need based upon an opinion rendered by the issuers. And, you know, she writes, first, states have a strong interest in imposing reasonable restrictions on who can carry a concealed weapon and under what circumstances. Well, what this means is that this law means that only the rich and connected, like Donald Trump has a carry permit in New York City, or those willing to bribe government or parent, you know, the parts of the apparatus in there, that's considered reasonable enough to get a permit. Ordinary people, their lives are treated as less worthy than those of the upper-class elites. That's especially true for black and Hispanic New Yorkers, who Michael Bloomberg's racist stop-and-frisk policies were explicitly aimed at. So make no mistake, the New York law is an insult to the Declaration of Independence words that are, all men are created equal. Now, Professor McQuaid uses scare tactics throughout her argument. She said the court could even go even further and hold that the Second Amendment protects the right to bear arms without restriction. This is patently false. The court is not talking about the right to bear arms without restriction. Oral arguments, including discussion on time, place, and manner restrictions, you know. Concealed carry firearms allows for coordinated and deadly attack planning because they enable the element of surprise. Well, you know, firstly, the people that would be planning a coordinated deadly attack are not going to apply for a carry permit, let alone acquire firearms legally. Second, restrictions on guns don't deter smuggling from overseas, and that's what happened in Paris in 2015 and Mumbai in 2008. Third, concealed carry has an important upside. It allows for effective defense because the element of surprise does go both ways. And for this reason, handguns are the weapon of choice in most mass shootings. In 81% of rampage killings in the United States over the past 12 years, at least one handgun was used. This according to the Everytown for Gun Safety Support Fund analysis. In 60% of them, only a handgun was used. Now, Everytown Law has claimed in the past the AR-15 is the weapon of choice for mass shooters. Everytown researcher, on the other hand, says that handguns are the most commonly used weapon in these things. During Wednesday's oral argument, she says, Chief Justice John Roberts raised concerns about concealed weapons at universities. Well, campus carry is legal in 11 states and more on the way. And the fear-mongering that we see every time a new state allows campus carry has invariably fallen flat. It's the same stuff that we hear about any kind of carry. And then we get, now imagine a future in which the Supreme Court has permitted that fan to pull out his assault pistol in a stadium filled with thousands of fans. Well, a football stadium where everyone goes through security screening prior to entry may well meet the court's sensitive places criteria, but Professor McQuaid's assault pistol verbal concoction is something to behold. What exactly is an assault pistol? Second, striking down New York's licensing requirement would permit terrorists to further exploit our already lax gun laws. Well, what other freedoms do national security officials like McQuaid want us to cede because there are some who abuse them? How about that Fifth Amendment right to self-incrimination? How about free speech because there are some who incite violence? Why not do away with the Fourth Amendment so terrorists can't secretly communicate and plan attacks? Why not override the First Amendment to create a new class of assault religions and ban Islam? She continues. Third, the increase in domestic terrorism and political violence in our country makes restrictions on concealed weapons more than vital than ever. It appears that insurrectionists largely left their guns at home. What sort of insurrectionist obeys the law? It's just too much for me. Anyway, joining us next from CNH Precision is going to be Buck Holly. This is Lock and Load. In the 21st century, the handgun has become the preeminent self-defense tool. At CNH Precision, we specialize in taking your weapon to the highest degree of functionality possible. With a complete array of goods and services specializing in red dot sight installation, CNH Precision will help you realize the most effective handgun the first time. If you need slide milling, installation, or accessories, go to chpws.com. CNH Precision. Welcome to the Moon Squad.
Operate. At Staccato, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.